Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and first and foremost, we give glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the things that he has done and the things that he is continuing to do in our lives. You were just listening to Nobody Else in My Ear by Kevin Gray, a phenomenal artist out of Chicago. You know, when I listen to that song, sometimes, you know, we need to get to a place where we can just hear directly from God, that there's no chatter, there's no noise around us, so we can have clarity in our vision. Well, as always, we have an awesome show for you today. We're going to have Bishop Charles Bishop Samuel Johnson, who's going to be talking about his latest single, Power of God, and his latest project. Also, in our second segment, we're going to have a Christian comedian, Kathy Westfield, and this lady has an amazing testimony, and I know that it will bless you immensely. You know, we're coming up on award season right now. I know that a lot of my peers are out for the BET Celebration of Gospel. They're doing the live taping of that. So you want to look out for the television taping of that coming to a city near you real soon. And then also in January, we're coming up on the 26th Annual Stella Awards, and that's going to be in Nashville, Tennessee. So you want to make sure that you pick up your tickets and you celebrate what God is doing in gospel music. Now, as we're waiting for our guests to call in, we're going to play another one of my favorite songs. This is the awesome Tanya Dallas Lewis, When He Calls Your Name. So I want you to sit back and enjoy. Tweet, text, let somebody know that we got it going on here on Marketing Ministry, the radio show.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministries Radio Show, and you were just listening to the amazing Tanya Dallas Lewis, and that song is entitled When He Calls Your Name. That's from her debut CD entitled Miracles, and that project is available online, so you want to make sure you pick that up. You know, there are so many phenomenal independent artists out there that have great music, so you want to make sure that you support them and helping them to cast their vision. Well, as I told you, you know, we have an amazing show on the line, and we're waiting on our first guest for our first segment to call in, and that's Bishop Samuel Johnson. He has a new single out called The Power of God, and it is just blazing the gospel music charts, and I know this song and his ministry is going to truly, truly bless you. I want to encourage you all to support Marketing Ministries. Join our network, you know, where we further advance the kingdom of God, and we help you to market your ministry, and that's at www.marketingministry.ning.com. Again, that's marketingministry.ning.com. So join the network that is advancing the kingdom. Our special guest for the first segment, Bishop Samuel Johnson, is such an anointed and amazing man. You know, God is truly working through him. I was just sharing with you that his current single, The Power of God, is blazing the gospel music charts. His testimony is amazing, and he's going to share that with us. And with no further delay, we're going to bring our special guest on the line, Bishop Samuel Johnson. Hello, Bishop Johnson.
Hello, how are you doing? How's everybody doing?
Well, sir.
Good.
Well,
you know,
everybody's blessed of the Lord and highly favored. You know, we're walking in the promises and the power of God. How about that, Bishop?
Oh, fine. I was working here at the church, and I apologize for everything. I was here doing some stuff here at the church and everything, but I thank God for being on the marketing of ministry this afternoon.
Well, we are so thankful to God for allowing you to be with us. I know that you have a busy schedule, so I take nothing for granted, sir. And
yes.
I know that we're going to have some church up here today, Bishop.
Glory to God.
Because I know you're on fire. I know that you walk and you talk with him. And I know that you are ready to let people know what God is doing in your life.
Well, the first thing... Your first name is what? Make sure I know your first
Wanda.
Name. Wanda. Okay,
Wanda.
Wanda
Adams.
That's, mm-hmm. Okay, Wanda. My wife's name is Wanda, so that's a good thing.
All right. I know she's an anointed woman, a goddess. She looked good, too.
Yes, she does. We've been married this year for 39 years. Be 40 years next year, Wanda.
Glory praise God.
But we're excited about our new debut single, The Power of God. We're excited about the new CD that's going to be released in all the Walmart stores all over the United States February the 15th. And our new CD is titled Bishop Samuel R. Johnson Sr. Presents the Sounds of Living Water. And the title of the CD is Kingdom Keepers.
Hey, I like that title.
Yes. And so one of the main things that God has been doing with the power of God, Sister Wanda, the Lord said, tell my people that it's my power that is going to get them through this season. It's my power that's going to take you from your now to your next. It's my power that will let you know there's a spiritual distance between your down and your up. Good God
Come
Almighty.
On.
So we're excited. We are excited about doing what God has called us to do, and for the record company, Royalton Records, and Phyllis Cadell, and all the people that are working with us and helping us, we just thank God for it.
Amen. Now, we have a signature question here on Marketing Ministries Radio Show, because what we do here, Bishop Johnson, is we market ministry. And for those that don't know, I say this over and over again, marketing is just another word for evangelizing. You know, we're not trying to sell you anything.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to pitch you anything, but we're presenting to you what God is doing in our lives. And
mm-hmm.
so I want to know from you, sir, what does ministry mean to you?
Well, Sister Wanda, first of all, ministry in my life means everything to me. I started out a long time ago when I was 9 years old and I got baptized. And one of my greatest gifts that God had given me at that time as a child was singing. So here I was singing as a paper boy, singing in the church, started, you know, being a choir director, and then later on, and then leaving the church, going into a rock and roll band, signing a recording contract with Capitol Records, getting ready to blow up. Right, I wrote all them love songs and them dance songs, and in the midst of that, God called me to preach.
And, isn't that just how he does things?
Isn't that how he does it? And he told me, he said, Samuel, he said, if you be still, I will give you the desires on your of your heart. So here we are 30 years later, and God has getting ready to put our new single out nationally and internationally so that people might hear the word of God, get saved, and do what God has called him through to to do through his power. And the journey, it's a journey. It's a journey. It's work. Not only am I a singer-songwriter, but I'm a pastor. I'm a bishop of Living Water World Ministries in Dayton, Ohio. You know, God made us, he said, told Paul, he says, I've made you a wise master builder. So it lets me know that we are a creator. We're supposed to create things from the creator. And here in Dayton, we have 81 acres with a lake on it. We built our first building 5 years ago. We want to build phase two, and we have our record company. We have the new single with the new album coming out. We are excited, and I'm not caring about no recession. A recession is a return of ownership to the rightful possessor. Glory to God.
Amen. Yes, yes. You know, believers, Bishop, we don't go through recession. We go through resetting.
Yeah.
Meaning that there's something we didn't get right the first time that God is resetting us.
Mm-hmm,
He's
mm-hmm.
positioning us for greater things. Now, there's something you said in there that, you know, after 30 years, you're now releasing your project. You know, and that's a word of encouragement to our listeners because, see, it doesn't have to come in our timing.
It never does. It
but
never
God
comes.
Knows the time.
God knows the time. You know, the Bible says, Wanda, it says, wait on the Lord. I had to wait for 30 years to get my desire. He said, I will give you the desires of your heart. But see, first, he's got to get your heart right. He's got to get your motive right. He's got to get everything right. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all those things will be added unto you. You got to understand it's him who's going to give you the things. But the thing is that what he wants you to do is mature in him that you may be a blessing to the kingdom. This is what the Lord spoke to me, Wanda. He said, listen, don't worry about who doesn't help you, who doesn't like you. Haters don't do nothing but provoke you into your destiny. He said in Genesis, I'll make your name great.
Amen.
Good God.
Amen.
Shout out, boy.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. So that's why I'm excited. That's why God is moving by his spirit. When you hear the power of God song, it's got an R&B flavor to it. But it still has the gospel spirit of excellence to it. And it has an anointing on it. It has an anointing. And I thank
it
God
does.
Because it's the anointing that's going to break the yokes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And, you know, I was going to ask you to set us up for the power of God so our listeners could hear what you're talking about, but you just did. So, Bishop Johnson, we're going to take our third musical break, and we're going to listen to The Power of God by Bishop Samuel Johnson. Listeners, this song is going to bless you. It's going to break some yokes in your life. It's going to put you on track because
Hallelujah.
It is anointed. And we're going to open up our phone lines when we come back so that you can ask your questions to Bishop Johnson. But right now, I want you to prepare your hearts so that some walls can be torn down in your life as you listen to the power of God.
For this year, I feel that God is doing something new. for the year of order and expectation. This is the year of the power of God in my life.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and you were just listening to The Power of God by Bishop Samuel Johnson, our very special guest today. We're going to open up our phone lines at 917-932-1720. If you have a question for Bishop Johnson, again, that number is 917-932-1720. Bishop, I love how you do that little shooby-dooby-doo-doo.
Well,
Go ahead, Bishop.
That was something that the Lord gave me, and you know when I used to sing in the world, you know, I had a little, you know, little something to me, but now that is all about the Lord and the kingdom, I still got a little something to me.
All right.
A little Holy Ghost swagger is what we call it.
Amen. You say, you know, you haven't stopped dancing; you just changed partners.
That's right, right, and see, the thing about me, Wanda, is that I'm a praiser. Always, when I was in the world, I danced. I mean, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. I would dance. You know, wasn't a drinker, mm-hmm. wasn't a smoker, just loved to dance. And even in the house of God, I love praising the Lord. You know,
amen.
I love dancing.
Amen.
You know, I'm one of those bishops that I will get down. Hallelujah.
Hey, I'm right there with you. Now, Bishop Johnson, we have a
yes.
caller on the line for you. So are you ready to take a question?
Yes, yes.
All right. I know who this is, but caller from area code 704, state your name and your question for Bishop Samuel Johnson.
Amen. This is Pastor Rouse calling from Concord, North Carolina.
Yes.
God hey, Pastor Mark.
Hey, my sister, how are you doing today?
I am good. You know, Bishop, I know if I can depend on nobody else, I can depend on Pastor Mark Rouse. He's always supportive, and he's just a phenomenal man of God.
Is this the same one that has a radio show down there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, I talked to you. Oh, man, how are you doing?
I am doing wonderful, sir. I am doing great. I was enjoying your song there.
Thank you.
Want to sing shibbity doo da doo da doo.
Well, glory to God, man. That's what we want to get. That shibbity doo got an anointing on it.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Yes,
I am
it does.
So grateful to even hear. And, you know, and listening to your testimony, it was such a blessing. It is such an inspiration because you don't sound like a stuffy church person, but you sound like you letting folks know that you can relate on both sides of the spectrum, whether you be gospel or worldly, because you're letting the world know that you're out there to reach the church and unchurch.
That's the whole key, Pastor Ralph. I've learned one thing is if you're going to talk to somebody, you got to talk. The Bible says, the Apostle Paul said, be everything to every man that you might save some. So I'm not going to get everybody, but I'm going to get, if you stay close enough to me, you're going to smell the anointing that's on my life. And it's going to put a mind shift in you that's going to change your life, that you're going to say, wait a minute, I don't want to live like I've been living. I want to have some money in my pocket. I want to be blessed beyond human comprehension. I want God to take me from my now to my next.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But watch out now. You're about to saw something. We're going to... The Holy Ghost is going to be running this show in a second.
With the main thing, Pastor Ralph, the main thing I want the people to be able to understand, they can go on Amazon.com or Walmart.com or Rhapsody or iTunes and download the single for 99 cents. Listen, if you can buy all that other kind of music, buy this. That you can listen to it when you're going on a job interview. Buy the power of God when you're praying for somebody that's sick. You know, buy the song that you can listen to it that you may have courage and strength even though you're going through a certain something.
Amen.
And when you listen to the
Amen.
Song, it will inspire you and let you know that God will work a miracle in your life because it's His power.
Amen.
I believe that so much. And I know God's going to do great things with your ministry there. I know He's doing great things in Dayton, Ohio, with you there, and I know He's going to do great things with your song all over the world.
My
I just
God.
Really believe that. I mean, 2011, you might as well get ready.
My God. I received
God
that, man of God. Can I share something with y'all that the Lord gave me last week?
Sir.
Is
yes.
it okay, Sister
yes.
Wanda and Pastor Ralph?
Yes.
God gave me a revelation about 2011.
Uh-oh.
And not only am I a singer, songwriter, pastor, bishop, but I'm a prophet.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord gave me this. He gave me this analogy, and it blew my mind. He said, "My people who are called by my name have to know that they have a habit. They got a habit." I said, "What do you mean, Lord?" He said, "Just like a drug dealer. I mean, people on drugs, they got habits. If you got alcohol, you own habit. You got a habit. Or sex, you got a habit." He said the people of God got a habit. And the habit is the word of God.
Come on.
He said, "I've already put you in a 12-step program." Good God Almighty. He said, "There are 12 gates in the city." Tell him this, Samuel. He said, "There's 3 gates on the east. There are 3 gates in the west. There's 3 gates in the north and 3 gates in the south in the city of God." So he said this. He said, I've given you the 12 disciples. He said, but the 12 tribes of Israel are getting ready to explode in 2011. I said, well, God, make it plain so I can tell the people of God. He said, tell my people who have the biblical habit, that we have a habit, and which is the word of God, and they are in recovery.
Amen.
So in 2011, we're going to recover some soul. We're going to recover our joy back, our peace back, our love back, our power back, our anointing back, our families back, our money back. Glory to God. We are in recovery.
That is so much confirmation, Bishop. That is so much confirmation, because even my show this afternoon is dealing with learning to be a kingdom of overcomers.
Yeah. Pastor Rob, you didn't hit it. The title of the new CD coming out in 2011, February the 15th, all in Walmart stores all over the United States, is called Kingdom Keepers. So the Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, my word shall be established. Wanda, we're getting ready to tear this show up today. Somebody hearing my voice, a yoke is being broken right now. Somebody getting saved. Somebody say, God, I want to be saved. I want to have fun. Listen, we can have fun in the house of God. He said, I came to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. I see an explosion on these radio shows, on your talk shows. Wanda, you're getting ready to blow up.
Amen. I received that. Well, you know, this is the time always kind of goes by quickly when you're having a good time we got to bring on our second guest for our second segment. But Bishop Johnson, I know you tapped on a little bit. Tell people where they can pick up your single, The Power of God, and.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
Everybody can pick up under Bishop's. You can go on Facebook. You can type in Royalton Records, R-O-Y-A-L-T-O-N, Royalton Records on Facebook, or Bishop Samuel R. Johnson Sr. on Facebook. Also, Amazon.com, Rhapsody, Walmart.com, or iTunes. You can download the single for 99 cents. In February the 15th, 2011, the whole new, brand new CD titled Kingdom Keepers, you can buy it at Walmart or download it on iTunes or Walmart.com or Amazon.com. We got, and the whole CD is versatile. We got a little bit of hip-hop gospel on it. We got love gospel. We got a jazz gospel. It's full of flavor. And I tell everybody, get the CD, but help us with the 99 cents. All of you, is 99 cents to download.
Amen. And listeners, we want you to go out there and support Bishop Johnson. His current single is called The Power of God. Bishop, I'm going to have to bring you back because you are just such an anointed man of God. And
thank
I know
you so
you do have a word for the people. And I thank you for giving that word. And I know through your music that it is breaking down, breaking yokes. It is building up people. It's allowing them to cast their vision. And your testimony alone, knowing that, no, it doesn't happen in our perfect timing, but it happens in God's perfect timing. And to wait 30 years or for God to bless you and to raise you for a time like this, we give him all the glory. So, sir, I do want you to come back and hang out with us, and we thank you so much for being part of Marketing Ministry, the radio show.
Thank you so much for having me. Pastor Rob, God bless you. Sister Wanda, thank you so much. And I apologize, I'm down to earth, for being late.
Not a problem.
Okay.
Be blessed, sir.
Bye-bye.
You were just listening to Bishop Samuel Johnson and his awesome testimony. Coming up in our second segment is another powerful woman of God. She's Christian comedian Kathy Westfield. We're going to take another music break, and the next voice you hear will be Kathy Westfield, and you're going to enjoy this immensely. Turn me up a little bit. Yeah, right there.
Listen, the next time you're driving in your car, out your house. And somebody who gets crazy, point to the sky and tell them this. How I got this and that and the other. But there is no logical explanation for these things. All of these good things happen by chance. No wonder, no coincidence. Your favorite last for a lifetime, and this is my life and my time, and I'm receiving what is mine. He ain't finished. Straight. Point your finger to the sky.
and say with authority, come on.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministries Radio Show, and you were just listening to Favor Ain't Fair by Corey Bowie. I thought that song would set the atmosphere for our next guest, Miss Kathy Westfield. I mean, she is a woman of great faith, and her faith and her sense of humor has allowed her to overcome and weather many storms in her life. She is an anointed woman of God. She has an amazing testimony. And with no further ado, we're going to bring Kathy on the line. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself, Wanda?
I am doing great. I am doing great. I want to first thank you for joining us today. I think take nothing for granted. I know you're busy, so we thank you for hanging out with us.
Can I thank you for having me? It's a pleasure.
Not a problem. Now, everybody that listens to our show, Kathy, knows that we have a signature question, and I must ask you this question as I asked all of our guests. Tell our listeners, what does ministry mean to you?
Well, it means using your gifts and talents to serve God and to reach more people, to spread his word and give him all the glory. And that's what I try to do with my comedy.
Amen. Now, Kathy, did you always know that you wanted to be a comedian?
No. But I have always loved to laugh from an early age. I have been laughing since I can remember. It was my source of healing. As a child, that's how I dealt with the kind of controversy in my life. I found the humor in it so I could get through it. And but it wasn't until I was later in life that I finally got the nerve up to go and do an open mic, and I took a stand-up comedy class, and the rest is history. Yes.
Now, I know that, you know, you weathered some hefty storms in your life, and that is what has prepared you for this time in your life. Tell our listeners a little bit about the journey that you went on to get you to this place in your life.
Well, I really didn't grow up in the church. I went to church as a child, but I didn't grow up in the church. I really didn't give my life to God until I was in my early 20s, and I was married and having some difficulties in my marriage, and I realized at that point I couldn't handle a lot of things by myself. I needed his help. I needed his grace. I needed his love to get me through these things. And that's when I gave my life to Christ. I was in the church for several years, and of course, like many people do, I decided to go back out in the world and take another beating.
Come on now.
However, I
took a few of those myself, Kathy.
However, I eventually returned to church, and I returned to building my relationship in a more solid personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and I am so grateful for that. So I am. Yes.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I am very involved in my church right now, and I'm very involved with keeping my relationship with Him solid, and I try to use my gifts and talents that He's given me, not to bring glory to myself, but to help glorify him and to spread his word and prayerfully help others to come to him. And
you know,
realize what
and your testimony. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I'm sorry to cut you off. You know, you're saying so many good things because, you know, what's important to me, see, a lot of times we water down our testimonies, Kathy, and the very things that God has brought us through, that's the key word, is what other people need to hear to bring them through.
Most definitely. We always think we're the only one going through something, and we're embarrassed to talk about it. We don't feel comfortable sharing it with people, and we keep it to ourselves, and we continue to stay in that situation and suffer. And I don't believe in, I guess you could say, having any secrets. I talk about everything on stage, and it's been very healing for me to be able to stand in front of people and tell them things that I'm embarrassed about or have been embarrassed about at some point in my life. But it's joyful in me being able to laugh at it, to look back on it and laugh at it and see and show with them and testify to them how God has helped me overcome it. And
yes.
So I definitely encourage people to be honest. You can't heal, you can't move forward unless first of all you're honest with yourself about the situation and the struggle
right.
that you're in.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Now, tell our listeners, how did it feel the very first time that you got on stage and you did your first comedy act? What was that experience like?
It was absolutely frightening. That's the truth. I went up at a club here in Los Angeles, an open mic. I hadn't written anything, really. I had just that afternoon thought of some things. I mean, I really didn't have an act, and I got up there and made a fool of myself. And it was a few months before I went back again. But I eventually went back, and like I said, I did take a class, which a lot of people say, well, would you encourage me to take a class? And it just happened. It worked for me, but the you get your best training on stage with that mic, just you and the mic, because nobody's going to be up there to hold your hand. It's all going to be up to you. So that's where you get your best training. But my first time, it was absolutely frightening. But I love comedy so much, and I love to laugh, and I love to share my sense of humor, that I struggled through the hard times of not being funny, because everybody's not funny at first. I mean, people see some of the established artists and believe that they've been funny their whole life. They may have had a funny side to them, and they have a sense of humor, but they've worked hard at their craft. And it's definitely, it takes development for anybody. So if you're strong enough and you're encouraged enough and determined enough to get good, eventually you will. And that's what happened to me. I would go up night after night after night. I'd bomb. I'd come back the next night. I'd bomb. I'd come back the next night. I'd bomb. I'd have people say stuff to me while I'm on stage or boo you or whatever, but I didn't let them discourage me. And it was at times a very painful experience, because our egos get bruised easily. But at one point I learned to, whatever I did at night, to leave it there wherever it was. If I did bad, I left it there. I did not go home and beat myself up about it. And if I did good, I left it there. I did not go home and get full of myself and think that I'm all bad. So that helped immensely.
You know, you're rich.
That helped immensely with me developing, because a lot of times we really be hard on ourselves.
We can. But your resume is so impressive. I mean, you know, through all that, you've been on Good Morning America. You know, you've been on ABC World News Tonight. You've been on the Apollo Theater and BET's Comic View. I mean, so to go through all that and then to be placed in these arenas, I know that had to really, really uplift your spirits and feel good. You know, you have to be proud of yourself.
Well, I'm just thankful to God, because it's not me. It's Him allowing me to do whatever it is I do. And it's taken a long time to realize that, too. At some point, I understand.
We have to remain humble daily. Now, Kathy, tell me, what is, out of all the little comedy skits that you do, what is your favorite skit that you do?
What is my favorite skit? Well, to be honest, I talk about being in a physically, well, I was actually in two physically abusive relationships in my adulthood, one when I was fairly young and then one marriage. And I talk about that on stage, I was talking about it one night on stage at the Comedy Store, and another comic came up to me, and she said, Kathy, she said, you know, black women don't get abused. And I looked at her, and I said, yes, we do. I said, it's just that very few men have lived to tell about it. And that became part of my act, and it's a joke to where I'm not promoting violence, and I say that. I'm not promoting violence. I'm just telling you the truth. But it's my way of sharing with people that I have been in an abusive relationship. God has brought me through. I can laugh at it now, and hopefully I can reach out to others who come up to me after the show, and I can help them with some information or some encouragement that they, too, can get out of that type of situation.
Now, what do you currently have going on, Kathy? If people wanted to catch your comedy act or whatever, where could they, are you on tour, or where can they follow you at?
Well, I do a lot of private events, which are churches, and some corporate events, but mostly churches. However, I do have a website they can go to. It's www.kathywestfield.com. That's KathyWestfield.com. And they can also see me. I will be on Atlanta Live, which is on Channel 57 this coming Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And they can see me, and I will be on TBN, Praise the Lord, on January 4th. And they can tune in to see that also.
Are you going to be in my neck of the woods, Kathy? In Atlanta?
Yeah, well, I was just I was just there yesterday taping. It will air on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Yes. That is awesome. Now, how do you balance, family and comedy? How do you balance that?
Well, it's challenging. I am a single mom, and I have two children. I have a 13 and a 16-year-old. I have two sons. And, you have to plan ahead a lot. And I have a support system with my mother here. She lives right about within 5 minutes of me. And I make sure I usually come in and go out the same day if I can, because I need to be home with my children. So they are a big, big priority in my life. But I, we make it work. When they were younger, I used to take them on the road with me before they were in school. So I travel with two, I remember one time I was probably about 6 months pregnant with my youngest, and I have my older one was 3 years old, and we were on the road for 3 weeks together with my mom. And I mean, I should have taped it, not the shows, just the, what went on in between. I don't know how I survived it, but I did. So God is first, and since I don't have a mate, next are my children, and then my comedy, which is my ministry, and I try to keep that order in line. So,
now, what words of encouragement would you give to somebody that's trying to break into, the comedy arena? What would you say to them, and to encourage them to continue on and to cast their vision?
Keep your day job. No.
That's funny.
But seriously, I've kept a day job for a long time, because comedy is up and down, and it's real seasonal, and, it's based on the economy. And when people don't have money, entertainment is the first thing to go. They will keep that chicken, but the entertainment is going. You have to be able to weather the storm. So, it's easy to have that little bit of success and get carried away with it, or let it go to your head. But make sure you have a solid base, especially if you have a family, to continue providing for your family. But you can still pursue your dream, because most comedy is done at night. So you can still work during the day. It's just when you get home, you're tired, you got to give yourself that, pep talk and get up and go back out to the clubs, or to wherever it is you're working out, to continue perfecting your craft. And it's difficult. It's hard work. But if it's something you love, you'll find the time and the energy to do it. But don't give up.
Amen.
And don't let anybody discourage you. No one. Because they're not up there. You are. So continue with your dream, and don't let anybody take that dream from you. That's your dream. And God
Amen.
Will see you through. And God will see you through. If it's something he has planned for your life, he will make sure the doors are open that are necessary, and the people that come into your life that are necessary to make this happen.
Amen. Now, Kathy, tell our listeners again, give them your website and that information so they can make sure to follow you.
Okay, well, my website, once again, is www.kathywestfield.com, and it's KathyWestfield.com, and I will be on Atlanta Live, Channel 57. It airs 7 to 9 p.m. this coming Wednesday, which is December 15th, and then I will be on TBN's Praise the Lord on January 4th. and you may tune in to see that also.
Well, Kathy, I want to thank you so much for hanging out with us. I say this all the time that, you know, time always goes by so quickly when you're having a good time. But I know that you are an awesome woman of God, and I know God is moving tremendously in your life. And listeners, she is hilarious, so you want to make sure you check her out. So, Kathy, thank you so much for hanging out with us. And I hope you come back again and hang out with us real soon.
And thank you for having me, Sister Wanda. I appreciate it very much, and God bless you, and I pray that he continues to encourage you and shows you much success with your ministry.
Thank you so much. Well, listeners, our show is coming to an end. We want to thank our very special guests. In the first segment, we had Bishop Samuel Johnson. His current single is entitled The Power of God. You want to make sure you pick that up. We want to thank Kathy Westfield for hanging out with us. You want to go to her website, www.kathywestfield.com, and check her out. She is hilarious. She'll have you in stitches. Make sure you watch her this Wednesday if you're in the Atlanta area live. You can also go to their website and watch it streaming. I just want to encourage you all to be all that God has called you to be. Don't forget to market your ministry. You know, don't allow fear to step in and take over. And I just want to encourage you to do that because, you know, God has given each and every one of us something. And so we got to be sure that we cast our vision and we have clarity in vision, and God will bring the provision. So on today's show, I want to close out with a song that I just love. This is from an awesome woman. Her name is Kim Person. The song is entitled More Than Enough, and this is going to go with our theme for today. So, you know, we talked about the power of God. Kathy encouraged you and what she does. And so now I want you all to know that no matter what you're doing, the God that we serve is more than enough. So check this song out by the one and only Kim Person.
His love endures forever because he's exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think.
All his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind.